How can you be positive every day? And again, going back to what we've talked about earlier, not every day is the best day in the world, but at the end of the day, if you can stay positive for the most part, you get through it and you make it through it for greener pastures, as they say.
Thank you for joining us today. We have a really cool guest. As some of you know, I moved to Las Vegas about 4 months ago, and David, who I have here today, David Jacobs from Logo Droppers here locally in Vegas, is one of the first people that I met in the industry here. And he has a super cool story to share that I thought Promo Kitchen would love to hear from and all of our listeners. I'm going to pass it over to David to give a little intro, but a teaser, it's called The Positive Side, and it might be just what you need to hear today.
Well, Ashley, I appreciate that. And we're glad you moved from Canada and now you're in sunny Las Vegas. Can't wait for you to enjoy the summer heat. And then we'll see if you still like Las Vegas after the summer. That's the true test.
People have said I'm in my honeymoon phase of living in Las Vegas. So ask me in the middle of the summer how I feel. I might head back to Canada for a couple of weeks.
Love it. Love it. So as you mentioned, you met us through a company called Logo Droppers, which my sister Marion Heinbaugh and I own. And we print shirts and do all the apparel and promotional items. But today, I'm here to talk about the positive side, definitely our passion, something that we, Marion and I, have done for years, and it goes back to the way our dad brought us up. Our dad was a very positive guy, loved everybody, knew everybody, and would just sit and listen to everybody and never talk about himself. He grew up with the idea that everybody in this world is the same, no matter where they come from, and he measured people not by their wealth, but how they treated others and how they do things for other people and how they make other people feel. So Marion and I came up with the positive side. Currently, we're on Facebook. We're on Instagram. We do have a website, which is thepositiveside.org. Social media, as you've seen, Ashley, is at thepositiveside, LLC. And that's both for Facebook and Instagram. So what we do is we post a lot of positive things. The shirt I'm wearing today certainly says The Positive Side, and underneath it, it says, if you blink, you miss it. We've trademarked both those, and what it means, if you blink, you miss it, we personally believe there's something positive every day. It could be the standard, you know, during Christmas, a lot of times people will buy the car behind them at Starbucks, a cup of coffee, and yes, that is very positive and very good. Well, I like to see those things all year long. I believe somebody could be opening a door for somebody at a restaurant. They saw some trash on the ground they picked up. All those things are positive. But what happens is we get in the car, we turn on the TV, and we see the negative news. And I understand the negative news, but it's just overwhelming. And it makes you kind of forget the positive side that you just saw. So you don't remember by the time you get home, by the time you're having dinner with your family, you forgot the positive things you saw. You're just focused on all the negative news. And so I want to bring that and make that a complete opposite, almost like a paradigm shift, and want you to be at that dinner table remembering the positive things you saw. And so we do a lot of posts with social media, a lot of positive posters, which are always hard to come up with. We try to be generic as possible, and we give away gifts and prizes to people we see being positive on social media, whether they said their neighbor helped them with the trash, the neighbor came and shoveled their driveway from a snowstorm because they couldn't get out. Those are all positive things, and we like to reward people for doing that. I have a lot of restaurants, a lot of places that do give me gift cards. We've had a lot of individuals give me gift cards. We've had people contribute to the positive side with cash, and we have passed that out to people. We like helping charities along the way and like to give some of our proceeds to some of these charities that we see out there that are worthy. We do have merchandise that we do sell, hats, shirts, pens, anything with the positive side logo on there, that will be on the website for people to look at and purchase. And we're catching a lot of people around the country wearing our apparel and our gear and posting pictures. We had one from Florida the other day. They were from all over town. I just had a flight attendant asked for some the other day and wants to purchase. And she said, I'm all over the world, so I'm going to start posting pictures. And that's what we want. We want to just bring the positivity to the upper level and promote it and just keep going. And so that is what the positive side is all about. The exciting news, and it's good timing that you're catching me right now, is we did come up with a TV show that we want to produce and come out with. Currently, we're scheduled to start filming April 13th in the Vegas area. It will be our first segment to kind of what they say in the industry, get one in the can as a show. And the show is going to be based on people will nominate individuals that they see out there. It could be a cleaning lady. It could be a bartender. It could be anybody out there working at Starbucks, working in a restaurant. Anything and anybody is eligible. If they're being positive, you can nominate them. So Ashley, in your case, if you wanted to nominate Jared, your husband, you would send in a request to the website. You know, I nominate my husband, Jared, and here's why. And the show will be based on the committee viewing all those and choosing somebody to get the grand prize. And so at the end of the show, a 30-minute show, we'll come busting into their work, their home, catch them out there, almost like Publisher's Clearinghouse with a lot of balloons, cash in hand, whether it's $500, whatever that case may be, and reward those for being positive. And just want to have a lot of fun with this and just show how positivity can be out there and I believe is out there. So that's a synopsis of what we're doing. And we've just been doing this for quite a while and I'm excited about the TV show.
That's really cool. And it's something that really stuck with me when I went to your facility and then you showed me and you told me about your father and how he was always so positive. What a great way to honor him and his legacy by continuing this positivity. And in a world where there's just so much going on, it's hard to stay positive sometimes. So if we can all just, if you spot it, share that more than the negative, then like you said, hopefully we'll all start feeling a little bit more positive about things.
We're not the Brady Bunch. You know, we totally understand that not every day may be the best day, but as you were just alluding to, we can get through this. We can stay positive as much as we can and try to help others. You know, our motto is to be positive, think positive, and help motivate others to do the same. That's our real quest. Recently, we've met a lot of good people. One that I'll mention is Thomas McCleary, the founder of the Commodores, and you're going to be seeing a few spots from him on the positive side. He videotaped a few things, and he just loved the positivity and said that's how their whole band lived their whole life with the positive side. So I do believe it's in all of us. I believe a lot of us have forgotten about it because of what's going on in the whole world, and I totally understand that, but we got to stay positive, be positive, and help motivate others to do the same. And that's our goal. That's what we really want to do. And I think the TV show is going to help capture that. And along the way, we love giving things away to people. We've had a lot of good sponsors, individual sponsors, and a lot of businesses that do help and contribute. So if anybody wants to volunteer anywhere in the country, they're welcome to email info@thepositiveside.org and say, I like to volunteer and be a representative in Wisconsin, in Virginia, in DC, wherever that may be. We'd love to have you on board. We strictly are right now a complete volunteer site. So we always welcome people who want to jump in and help and be part of this. Because I think together we can make a difference.
I love that. I would assume even if you can't volunteer your time, if you see somebody doing something positive, send it over to the positive side so they can highlight it in your team and you can highlight it on your social media and just watch this thing grow and spread.
Yes.
I like what you said about, like, you know, you're not ignoring all of the other stuff that's going on in the world. There are important things that we can't necessarily be positive about. But if we can just pick up a few positive things and put those into our day, maybe we'll all have a bigger smile on our face and be motivated to do good things for other people.
I totally agree with that. And again, you know, my dad's passed now, but even when he was in hospice, they would ask him, you know, Jack, how you doing? And he'd always respond, best day of my life. And that's just how he lived all the way till the end. And he was a true believer in that. And so we like to carry on that tradition and keep going. And hopefully we can make a difference.
Sounds like a really great guy. And you made some great kids. You're both wonderful people to, you know, have in the neighborhood now and get to know from an industry perspective as well. I also just wanted to mention how cool this is. You know, the whole idea of what we do in this industry of promotional products is we get to give the gift of joy and delight people, whether that's for something as cool as the positive side or just, you know, your everyday conference or something like that. So I love the tie-in where you're giving products that have the message on them that make someone's day. It doesn't matter where it came from.
Yeah. I'm glad you brought that up. I mean, I tell everybody as a joke, I'm not Ellen DeGeneres or Oprah Winfrey. I can't give $100,000 away or a brand new car, but it's amazing. Even the average person who receives maybe $50 from us or $100 from us, or a coffee mug that says the positive side on there, where every morning they're drinking their coffee and it's just a little subliminal message to them, you know, about positivity. It just makes a big difference. So we love catching the average Jane Joe out there, and we'll leave the big prizes to the big stars. But right now we're in the trenches trying to help individuals. And again, as I've said, be positive, think positive, and, you know, motivate others to do the same. I have gone around to companies. They've hired us. And if you blink, you miss it, as I referenced earlier, means I do believe there are positive things every day. And I believe everybody can be positive and make a difference to other people. And the companies have hired us, and we've gone in and talked to the staff about that. You know, whether they work in a restaurant and they've had a bad day, they maybe got some bad news that day, maybe their child didn't make the soccer team or choir team, and they're not in the best of moods. But when they come into that restaurant, they can help others feel good if they can just be positive themselves. Because when people come to restaurants, they want to forget what the outside world is doing, and they want to have an experience, not just the food. So we go around and we do help a lot of companies train their employees on that thinking as well. So that's been very rewarding.
Oh, that's really cool. I could see that being, you know, maybe another podcast down the line of kind of some of the tips and tricks that you would give an organization to help people feel more positive every day. I think that would create a great culture within a team and within a company. So there's a lot we can learn from there.
I agree. And, you know, we've had a lot of people even tell my sister and I, well, how can you be positive every day? And again, going back to what we talked about earlier, not every day is the best day in the world, but at the end of the day, if you can stay positive for the most part, you get through it and you make it through it for greener pastures, as they say. We like people following us on Facebook, Instagram. You can win prizes. Our website is evolving. We're currently working on that right now to keep it going. Keep that better and better. There will be merchandise on there as well for people who want to be part of this. Or, as I mentioned, people who want to volunteer, they can go to the email info@thepositiveside.org and let us know they like to volunteer in their area. We need a lot of people. This is not a one-man show. This is a huge undertaking, and the more the merrier. And this is not about us. This is about a bigger purpose. So we'd love everybody to throw in their input. If they have better ideas, we're open to it. This is not about our ego. It's about helping others.
I love that. And it sounds like it's something that makes your day-to-day a little more rewarding.
Yes. And I appreciate that. And, you know, it's always just good meeting good people. Mm-hmm. So we have about 6 people right now that are helping with the show, which has been amazing. And it is amazing when you ask people for help and they want to be involved in something, they just make the time to do it. I know everybody's schedule is busy, but it's amazing how they make their time to help us on the volunteer side.
That's awesome. So I'm really excited to check out your show once it's live. And for a little taste of what's to come, make sure to check out the social media feed for The Positive Side. You'll see great little quotes. Before we end this, can you share a little story or a case study of some experience where you caught somebody in the act of doing something really positive and you rewarded them?
Yeah, I've been out and about, and I've, you know, maybe witnessed a new couple on a date, for example, at a restaurant. And I just noticed where the guy was very attentive, really helping out their partner, and vice versa. That person was helping out their partner. And it was just a really good conversation. You could overhear. They were having fun. And they shared some of their food with the table next to them before they took any bites. And when you notice that, that's positive. That's making somebody else feel good. So we've gone up to those people and said, here's a $25 gift card, you know, a Visa gift card. And they're just like, what are you doing? And I'm like, well, you just won. And they're like, won what? And I said, well, we're from the positive side, and they love it. Once they find out what it is, they love that. I've also seen people on social media where they've done positive things for other people. And so, as I mentioned, you know, somebody might say, I broke my leg and I can't get out there in my driveway, and their neighbor came and shoveled for them. And when they post that, I post a picture of their neighbor, we want to reward that neighbor. We want to tell them, you know, they were caught being positive. So we do a lot of that as well. The other thing we want to do, and we did this one year, was to nominate executives and businesses that are being positive, almost like the Academy Awards, but this is the Positive Awards. So if you're an executive and you got voted for the most positive executive of the year, we want to reward that person. So we do that quite a bit as well. And probably one of the most individuals that I met that I could not believe how positive they were was a girl named Lauren Scruggs in Dallas, Texas, where Lauren, and she's written a book, was a model, beautiful model, and she walked off a propeller airplane the wrong way, and the blades hit her and sliced her a lot and almost died.
Wow.
And when I saw her about a year later, you know, I asked her, how do you still stay positive after going through this? And her reaction immediately was, you know, I realized my beauty was on the inside, not the outside. And, you know, that really resonates with me quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
So that was very powerful and, you know, really means a lot. I don't know if I could be that positive going through that. Those are the people we like to recognize and reward. We love recognizing people and we need more. I want everybody to send in whoever that is. It could be their child, their significant other, their coworker, their boss. There are a lot of positivity out there. And I just want to bring it to the top of the ladder, not down at the bottom.
I think that's awesome. And I loved what you said about sort of the corporate environment, because we tend to give awards to top sales or best leader. But sometimes, you know, there's a lot of good that's happening within an organization that's not getting noticed. And that's the glue that really keeps it together and builds a reputation for a company. It should be something that people talk about and gets awarded.
And not just a little segment, 2 minutes at the end of the news or in a newspaper at the bottom that you could barely read it. I don't remember the name of the company, but there was a company in Boston and they had a big fire. And this gentleman, this factory was in their family for a long time, and the factory was shut down for 6 to 8 months. He paid everybody during that time. That is big.
Mm-hmm.
Those things we want to bring to the surface more and more and show people who is out there, you know, being positive and helping others, not for their ego, but just because it's the right thing to do.
Yeah. Imagine if you turned on the news and, you know, 90% of what you saw was good news instead of all the terrible news. I mean, we need to know about the bad stuff that's going on, but it just seems like in today's society, that's all we're focused on. Well, there are all these good things going on and it's contagious. So
yes.
Thank you for doing what you do. I'm so happy to learn about it. And I hope that, you know, some other people listen to this conversation and want to get involved and, you know, notice the good things and the positive side.
We appreciate it. I appreciate your time and I appreciate you reaching out, and we love talking about it. So anytime, and anybody else who wants to contact us, again, the email is info@thepositiveside.org, and we want to recognize everybody that's being positive. So let's do it.
Great. Thank you so much, Dave.
All right. Thank you, Ashley. Have a great day.
You too.
And stay positive.
Thanks again for listening to this edition of the Promo Kitchen podcast. If you like what you hear, you can subscribe to the podcast through iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, you can always get involved in the Promo Kitchen community by visiting us at promokitchen.org. You can also show your support by donating to our cause at promokitchen.org/donate. We would sincerely appreciate it. See you next time. Thank you.